1240 AM WSBC. Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. This show is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal, Mike Haggerty, Buick GMC Volkswagen of Oaklawn, Illinois.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Carol Ann Gallagher, personal injury attorney at law. My name is Patty Houlihan, and I will be your host all hour. Joining me as always, to my left, twin brother Billy. Hello, Bill.
Hello, howdy.
And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Hello, Clay.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome, everybody, to another week of insanity and fun.
Yeah,
it's
getting closer.
We're
getting closer and closer to Christmas. Are you getting in the spirit? Thank you, Clay. Listen to that. There's a little reindeer outside the studio tonight, folks. Yeah.
Santa's bells.
It's Santa's bells. Santa, yeah. Look, kids, listen to that. It's Santa's bells.
Yeah, do that in my kid's bedroom, 3 a.m.
Do you? Quiet now.
Hey, Santa's here. Get out of bed.
Who's that? Hey, Santa's here. Get out of bed. That's creepy.
Am I in the spirit? I'm trying.
Billy's got a humbug.
No, I'm getting there.
He's getting there.
Christmas is, this is a hard time of year for a lot of people.
This is, voice kids for life. This is a hard time of year.
You know,
it does. It's a hard time of year.
Mary was making fun of me for that the other day. She's like, you ever notice that your voice gets all high
when
sometimes?
You get concerned? Your voice gets high?
It's like, is everything okay?
Yeah,
you all right?
It's okay.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's stressful, you know. It's just, you gotta dumb it down.
Bill, why do you want to just think more on the sentimental side of Christmas and get kind of sad about it?
I'm not getting sad about it. I'm just, you know, this is...
Like, yeah, it's Christmas. A lot of people hurting around there.
A lot of,
thanks, Debbie Billy Downer, you know?
wounded dogs out there, too.
Bill. It is tis the season to sort of look inwards of yourself and be a giver, you know?
Yeah.
You want to be that guy. And I truly do believe that. I find myself around Christmas season, you know, giving...
Yearning?
Well, giving dollars out to homeless guys more often and trying to be, you know, nicer to your fellow man and not thinking so much about yourself. And you're right, Bill. I do know what you mean.
Yeah, I had a sales call today at work where it was the first time in a long time where I was talking to a buyer and I realized he can't, even though I'm trying to help him and he wants that help, he can't take it because he's just so, like, strapped in on a failing business that he has all this inventory he can't get rid of.
Right.
And he's like, it's me and my wife, and they're the only two employees here. We work 7 days a week, you know, 16-hour days.
Trying to keep the door open.
Trying to keep the business alive so that they can survive. And I was like...
You need more Fireball.
You need 100 cases.
You need more Fireball whiskey.
Yeah, but I mean,
For our radio listeners, Bill sells liquor.
But at the same time, I was like,
Billy Liquor.
Oh, man, I just hope everything works out for you, you know? Like,
I didn't even care about, you know.
You're like, I don't care about hitting my bucket. I just want you to be happy, man, you know? I want you to be able to keep the doors open.
You have to take into perspective, you know, what you do and how well, you know, you want people to buy and purchase during this time of year. But at the same time, you also want to... You don't want to be too, because...
Too pushy.
Yeah, people are like, I got a lot of other things going on.
You want to be a human.
You want to be a human about it.
Yeah. You got to try and be a human. Try to be human if you can.
Hey, this Christmas, be human.
be human to one another.
Absolutely, you know.
Stop talking about, you know, iPhones.
Right, you know.
Put the screens down.
It is a screen holiday, isn't it, Christmas? Everything's about, all of a sudden, you're just inundated with
life
it.
Life is screens.
I watched...
Screen Nation, we've talked about, this is Screen Nation. Everybody with the phone in their hand, no one's looking at each other.
Everyone's
living in this weird in-between space, like half cyber, half reality. You're right, it's starting to creep me out a little bit, especially now that I ride the L all the time. We talk about this on the show all the time. But even as the holidays start approaching, that's when you really start, nobody wants to talk to anybody anymore.
No. You know the kids that are running around downtown, they snatch the phones right out of people's hands?
It's interesting.
I root for them.
Well,
good for you.
It must be happening a lot.
Good for you.
Again, because I got that announcement on the L tonight while I was on the L.
Don't look.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're near the doors, please put your phone away and watch for snatch and grab. Like,
don't,
it's a thing.
Face out.
Right. Don't, you know, be
Remember
aware
that
of your
you
surroundings.
Are in public. I know. That's what it's become. You got to be reminded by the guy driving the L to look around when you're outside.
Yeah, exactly. The guy driving the train tells everybody to please pay attention.
You know? Yeah.
It's
It's nuts.
It is.
That's Christmas.
You know, I can't believe, yeah. I can't believe, you know what, here's a really dark, like PSA.
I like it.
All right, public service announcement for like, you know, no texting and driving.
Sure.
Santa Claus in his sleigh, texting, just like slams into an oak tree. The whole sleigh explodes.
You know? All the reindeer are just getting mangled.
Right.
Wow.
No texting and driving.
Yeah, he wow. Just, he looks up. From a hospital bed, don't text and drive.
Then he just goes, ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, he looks up from a hospital bed and says, don't text and drive, and then takes a huge drag of a Marlboro.
Why is Santa Claus smoking in the PSA all of a sudden? First he dies, then Bill says, you know what would be better if he was in a hospital bed smoking?
No, he's in a hospital bed. He's got one of those neck collars on. Yeah, he's smoking, and he says, don't vape.
Don't vape, don't text and drive. But then he takes a hit of a...
Takes a hit and yeah.
Of a rudder.
Yep.
And says, Merry Christmas. Oh, I don't know. It just fell off the wheels there. It's fantasy.
But you're right. The screen thing, you know what's even weirder is even the screens at work. Now, not only are it where I work in a sales job, right?
Yeah.
And we're at our, you know, in your computer world every day. You go sit at your desk and you stare at your computer.
Yeah.
You send your emails and call your phone. But I think it's funny to watch a guy who's staring at a computer. But not only is he sitting in front of a computer, he's sitting there looking at his phone while he's staring at his computer.
Right.
Seeing it's like it. Screen on top of screen on top of screen. The guy's still bored to death. You know? Like,
and he's probably got an iPhone watch, and he's probably got a TV in his...
And then you go, hey, Joe, and the guy's like, what? You know, yeah. like you just woke him out of a sleep. He's been completely drugged and sucked into by screen life, you know?
Yeah.
So don't get anybody a screen this Christmas. This Christmas, everybody, please sit around, put your phones away.
Get a musical instrument.
Talk to each other.
Buy a violin for someone.
That's interesting, yeah. Buy a Stradivarius for everyone in your family. Forget about the iPhone.
No, get them a tuba. Get a tuba. Yeah, I got you a tuba. Congratulations.
Odd gift to get, isn't it? Especially if you don't play the tuba.
I know. If the kid like, it was going to school, and you're like, well, now you got to take the tuba to school with you.
Do that to my daughter when she's like 9. I wanted a cell phone, but I got you a tuba. All right? It's good. It's really heavy.
I talked to the teachers at school. You'll be carrying it every day.
Yeah, you got to carry it every day. It's real heavy. It's good for you.
Yeah. I'd be interested to know the population of the world that can name like a famous tuba player offhand. You don't hear of any. You don't say to your kid when you pick up the tuba and go, "This is gonna work out. And you'll
someday
be world
you'll be,
famous.
Yeah.
You're gonna be the biggest tuba guy on earth.
You'll be Johnny Large Lungs.
Johnny Large Lungs, greatest tuba player on earth. Was a friend of Santa Claus's.
I couldn't tell you the most famous tuba player. That's a good point.
Wow. Well, yeah. I mean, yeah,
he's out there somewhere. He's tearing it up.
There's only one thing that I know that makes you an amazing tuba player.
I'd love to eat oatmeal out of a tuba.
Well, that's just it. If you get a funnel at the other end of the tuba and you just dump some creamy oatmeal down it,
yeah,
you can play forever, man.
My tuba's jammed with oatmeal. I got a concert tomorrow.
You know who else eats a lot of McCann's Irish oatmeal?
Who's that?
Santa Claus.
Every morning.
Yeah. Every morning he does. And
puts marshmallows in it.
He didn't eat it when he was texting, though.
No, nobody does. Don't text and drive. This show is presented to you by McCann's Irish oatmeal. It is the greatest oatmeal in the land. Makes a great Christmas gift.
Don't
more
text
hooli
and eat.
After these messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children. If you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation, family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. At Sheehy's, the name on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family. And you know, you never forget something like that. Their entire staff cares about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike LaRock, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913. There's no friend like an old friend. Southside cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero, or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000. 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero, and tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Carol Ann Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Caroline Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
Yes, go see Carol Ann if you have an injury this season. Hopefully it is the season for injuries, I
suppose.
Slippery
out there.
It's starting to get slippery. It's been a cold week. It's getting, you know, bone-chilling cold. It was this... Do you believe in...
And that's weather with Patty.
Bad weather.
It wasn't bone-chilling teeth chattering. But we can
teeth
get there.
Chattering.
It's like
teeth chattering cold out there. Teeth chattering cold there, baby.
This is like Larry, Daryl, and Daryl, this show, in some capacity.
Luckily, we've avoided massive snowfalls.
We're supposed to get hammered with a lot of snow. That's what the almanac says this year.
I'm getting new tires on my truck.
Are you?
Yeah. Yep.
You're splurging? Getting snow tires?
Getting just heavy-duty tires. I'm due.
Like, don't mess with me tires, right?
Yeah, crushers, I call them. Okay. Snow crushers.
That's what you say when you walk into the tire place. You got any snow crushers? Guy says, yeah, I know. I got some snow crushers.
Yeah, that'll be $1,000. Do you take cash?
And both of these guys are Southern again. Yeah. It's a hell of a brutal snow winter we got here. Y'all got snow crushers? Yeah, we got snow crushers. Living in the Windy City, man. It's nuts. Yahoo.
Sure. Snow crushers. That sounds like a great gift. Yeah,
I'll take one of those Jeff Gordon hats, too.
Right.
Yeah, no, winter's upon us, boys. Just get used to it.
I'd like to see a white Christmas. That'd be cool.
That would be cool. I like that. I like that sort of stuff.
Right. Get you in the spirit.
I mean, that's the whole point.
Go outside.
Sure. That just should as be long like, as it melts the next day.
Right.
Like, yeah, I don't want to hang around.
80
no,
the next day.
I don't like it when it melts the next day. I like it when it's snowy for like the whole week and a half there. You know, it's like it's Christmassy.
Yuletide.
Is it? Yeah.
Yuletide.
I guess that's where me and you differ.
Right.
Billy likes it melted.
Well, you're not driving around in it every day.
Oh, okay. There
Billy
we go.
Billy doesn't like slipping and sliding in his Ford.
No, I don't.
Bill, you're very.
I don't like it when it goes.
Have you
tried to start it either?
I've done 360s out there. I've been like, oh boy, here we go. Yeah. Oh boy, I'm going to smash into something.
Yep. Bill, you're very excited about the White Sox. You were yipping about it outside during the break to me.
Bill thinks they're going to win the World Series.
Pretty much.
Hands down.
This is their window, though. It's like 3 years, and I love the moves they're making. I mean, they pick up Nomar Mazara today in a trade.
Never heard of him.
Me neither. I don't know who anybody is anymore. There's too many screens and there's too much media. I can't figure it out.
If you're a White Sox fan, you should be screening this stuff and reading all about it.
That's what you should devote your screen time to, is useful things like sports, right. Comedy.
Sure.
Very useful, yes.
Golf technique.
Anyways, yeah, the Sox. They got their left-handed bat, right-handed, you know, right fielder. He hit 19 home runs last year. Guy's got
that's it.
He's got enormous upside. He's 24 years old. He's been in the majors for 4 years already. He's grown every year as a player. We traded him for a prospect. His name is Steel Walker.
Yeah, he's like
he got rid of a guy named Steel Walker.
They traded. So I think that part of that, I think the Texas Rangers were like, oh, we could maybe possibly have our center fielder.
You
the
think
future
we can trade for Steel Walker?
Steel Walker.
Hi, I'm Steel Walker. Do you guys have snow crushers?
Come on, how much you got? Now all of a sudden you got Walker Texas Ranger as your center fielder, you know?
Ooh, Bill's tough thinking about the marketing. Bill.
Well, that was actually mentioned. I think they were talking about that article.
So that's why they traded him to Texas?
No, the kid, Steel Walker's a good player.
He's going to win the World
Series.
He was
a second-round draft pick, I think, in 2018. So
watch him. He's going to hit 75 home runs next year.
We got Luis Robert.
Steel Walker.
Right? You know, like,
another guy I've never heard of.
Really?
No, I don't know who anybody is.
He's only going to be like the man next year. That's
the problem with professional sports now, is that people are on teams for like 2 years,
right?
And they take off,
and people are only in the league for like 2 years.
Look at this Garrett Cole guy; he's making $1 billion.
What
did he get? 390 million? No, like
I think it's the biggest contract in the history of sports.
I know it's 30+ a year. And he's got it's 5 years guaranteed without a no trade. Like, he has a no trade clause. But
why so much? Can't he just throw a baseball for $10 million a year? Call it quits?
Can you imagine that? $30 million a year.
What are you
going to
do with
for
all that?
10
what
years
do with that?
To play baseball.
Yeah.
You're playing baseball at the end of the day. There's no, like, extreme risk involved.
These guys do get hurt.
Marines $30 million a year.
I know. It seems almost sometimes you hear these contracts, it seems criminal.
We should be paying the Marines $30 million a year.
Each.
That'd be interesting if you, like, generals got, like, just for performance reasons, just got tons of money. Yeah.
Oh, so we're going to run the American government like it's a baseball franchise?
Like the Orioles.
We're going to start running this country like we're the Baltimore Orioles.
We'd be in trouble, man.
And I'm going to be Cal Ripken. You can call me the Iron Horse.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
play
Pepper with me.
Yeah, somebody play Pepper with Trump.
Melania, come play Pepper with me.
For everyone who doesn't know, Pepper is a batting exercise.
Sure.
God, you, that'd be interesting if President Trump just started playing Pepper on the front lawn every now and then.
I'm pretty sure Trump has never swung.
He's got a little fungal bed.
Who, Pete Rose?
Whoever.
Pete, you know? Drunk Pete Rose.
He's like, I'm getting Rose into the Hall of Fame. He comes over every day and plays Pepper.
Pence is throwing him balls.
Pence has got a. Pence can still throw it.
Mike,
like 80.
Pitch. Mike, get over here, pitch.
He's like, I'm warning you, Don. I got a cannon.
He's giving a press conference and playing Pepper. Be awesome. That's what I want for Christmas.
Trump has ever swung a baseball bat in his whole life.
So yeah, he has. He's got one next to his desk in the Oval Office.
He's got a picture of the Whammer on his desk from The Natural.
Wonder Boy. Did you know this bat was manufactured by me? I planted the tree that this bat was carved out of.
I can't talk about baseball when there's snow.
I know, but it's the winter meetings, and that's like the thing in Major League Baseball this time of year, and this is when they wheel and deal. And you get to see all the free agents and everything, and the Cubs are all over the place with their rumors. I heard they're asking, like, the world for Wilson Contreras. So I don't think you're going to be seeing him get moved. Chris Bryant, I think, is on his way out of Chicago. I think they're actively trying to trade him. I think he goes to.
I think he teams up with Steel Walker, and they
like the third base market. Like it's like they're it's all contingent. Everybody waiting to see where Josh Donaldson's going to sign, and then I think the dominoes will fall. I think the Bryant's going to be gone.
Meanwhile, the Cubs are building an airport over there in Wrigleyville. It's ridiculous.
The development over there is starting to get. It's like what are they putting where the Taco Bell was? Like a huge.
A 90-story Taco Bell.
I don't know. When was the last time you guys were over there?
Wouldn't that be a thing? World's largest Taco Bell. Mine as well. We got the world's largest Starbucks. It's like a Disneyland now. Yeah. I can't believe how much press this world's largest Starbucks has got.
It's absurd.
World's largest Starbucks. Say it 3 times fast. World's largest Starbucks. World's largest Starbucks. World's largest Starbucks.
Where are you seeing this press? I don't see. I mean, we talked about this 3 weeks ago.
People on Facebook are like, it's the holiday season. Went downtown, took my daughter to the world's biggest Starbucks. Like, it's a thing.
Just saw Steel Walker at the world's largest Starbucks.
Right. Steel Walker. Well, yeah. He got traded to the Rangers.
He's had me sucking down lattes now.
We just like saying Steel Walker.
Yeah,
because
why I brought it up.
I might have my name changed to that legally.
Santa's
Texas Ranger Steel Walker.
I'm gonna be a big Steel Walker fan, I think, this year.
Why not? Sure.
I haven't been.
I'm gonna watch Nomar Mazara hit a 500 home run.
He ain't gonna do that.
Hawk Harrelson, Billy,
yeah. Your buddy.
You know he's in.
He's going to the Hall of Fame. He got the Ford Frick Award.
Hall of Fame.
Bill, what is the Ford Frick Award for our listeners? Do you know?
Nope.
It's the baseball's writer's way of honoring one of their own. So usually it goes to a former broadcaster.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas there's
one
obviously
per
the,
year,
there's
right?
The sports writers. I don't know what they call that in that name of the world, but yeah, one per year.
That's an honor. That's an honor.
Yeah. So I mean, Hawk got one of the based on from his colleagues. He got one of the highest ever voting to get in. I mean, he was on the ballot, I believe, two previous times and didn't get in.
That's shocking.
For those who don't know, Hawk is the former announcer for the Chicago White Sox baseball organization.
Right.
He going, yes, can of corn gas.
Yeah, that's him.
Yep.
Sam,
that,
put it
that
on the
got
board.
Him into the Hall
put
of Fame.
It on board, yes.
They got him in the Hall of Fame, Pat.
You know? Dang, gum it. Stretch!
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great if when he gets his Hall of Fame award, he gets up there and he goes, stretch! Yes! Yes!
He loses his mind.
Right.
Clay, we're going that weekend. It.
Bill, you want to drive up there?
I'm in.
We'll play Field of Dreams on Blu-ray.
We'll put it on Blu-ray.
Put it on Laserdisc.
We get the RV, put a little Field of Dreams on Blu-ray. Driving a Cooperstown to go see Hawk. Yes.
I'll do it, man.
That's nuts. Yeah. I'm shocked by this a little bit. I did not. Hawk is notoriously not a lot of people in Chicago. Not everybody. Not a lot of people in Chicago really liked. You know, not everybody loved Hawk. You know, in fact, it was either he's one of those guys that either love or just don't like that much.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, he's got that. You know. He doesn't feel like one of us because he's got the Hawk Southern, you know, he's got that kind of thing going down. But he's also a notorious homer, you know, like he would root for his team blatantly, right? He would root for the White Sox in the booth. And you're supposed to be a little bit bipartisan as an announcer, especially if you're going to like do a national broadcast, which Hawk didn't do a lot of. He didn't call many national games.
No.
He's a big personality, and I think he rubbed some people the wrong way and other people's the right. But I'm in other words,
the right way. Hawk rubs some people wrong way, some people right way.
That's right.
Is that a guy on the northwest side talking about Hawk?
That's the guy who runs the Sally Beauty Supply in Montrose and Stone Park.
That's the guy who
Hawk rubs some people the wrong way. He rubs some people the right way.
The right way.
Sure. I see that you're balding. Would you like to get the clippers that I am selling for $10.95?
You want hair topper?
All right. You want hair topper?
A toupee?
Yes. He gone.
Put it on board, yes.
You want some hair? Put it on the board.
This is insane!
Put it on a board, yes. You want hair topper? What? I mean hair topper.
Oh, my goodness.
You want dreadlocks?
I just tried to say that I was surprised by Hawk getting in, and it ends up at Sally's
Beauty Supply. I'm not surprised by
Yolanda from Sally's Beauty Supply.
Right.
Anywho.
But yeah, that was the big news in a lot of Chicago today, Hawk getting into the Hall.
Yeah, a lot of sports news.
Sox making a trade.
Sports Sox.
Yeah.
Bears pack this weekend coming up. Round two.
Bears are going to win.
You think so, Clay?
Yeah, they're going to win by 1 point.
I think if the Bears, they very well could. I think if they win this game, that it will salvage the season for a lot of Bears fans.
Like
a lot of Bear fans will be like, who cares what happens from here on out? We would just love to ruin it for the Packers.
56-0.
That's a very big
They're not going to ruin anything for the Packers. They have to win out the rest of the. They have to hope for certain circumstances like the Packers. I don't even know if the Packers have a game left. I think they might have one left with Minnesota. That I think pretty much the way it goes down is that the Bears have to beat the Pack.
The Bears.
And then hope that the Pack beat Minnesota. Like, we have Minnesota, too. We have to win out. We got to win both those games.
You have to crush everyone like Snow Crusher.
I guess the way it plays out is, yeah, we have to wait and see what happens between one of those two when they play each other. I don't know if they do or not.
Bears better come out and knock the Snow Crushers this weekend, boy.
Woo! Just roll over them like a Snow Crusher.
So, we'll
see.
You
know, the tires.
Mitchell Trubisky is starting to look pretty good again.
Yeah, he's got
Admit it.
We'll see what he can do in Lambeau.
He was a little gun-shy.
I think that if they let him run wild in Lambeau and let him use his feet and kind of become the gunslinger quarterback that I think he is, it might be an interesting ball game.
Hey, coach, let him use his feet this
week. Hey, coach, stop coaching. Just let him have the ball and figure it out.
Let him use his feet, crush snow, et cetera.
Well,
et cetera.
I hope so. I hope you're right. That would make for a wonderful afternoon.
It's at Lambeau.
Devil's Den.
Yeah. And I'll be at McGaffer's Saloon watching that game in Forest Park. And afterwards,
Hibernian Ball!
The Hibernian Ball is going on. So
it's going to be a good time.
Goodness gracious.
Come on out this Sunday.
Got to come out. We got a great lineup.
It's going to be a long, beautiful day.
Larkin and Moran brothers are going to be playing. We got St. Stephen's Green playing. We're going to have the Roses of Tralee there coming through.
The Murphy School of Irish Music.
Right, Murphy Roach School of Music. We got Bridget McGuire doing some comedy. We got Pat Chase doing some comedy.
Wowzers.
I'll be maybe doing some little hosting, maybe a little comedy. Who knows? Never know. Might say hello to everybody. Going to be a lot of fans of Hibernian Radio, my dad's show, which is dedicated to first responders. So there'll be a lot of police officers and firemen and just all around good people. It's going to be a great time. Come to McGaffer's. That's right there at Des Plaines and Roosevelt Road in Forest Park.
Oh, yeah.
3 to 7 p.m. 3 to 7. And there is a suggested donation, but, you know, that's up to you. That's at your discretion.
There is a suggested donation. And Bears game is at noon.
The Bears are playing at noon.
Yikes.
Correct.
What's the weather in Lambeau this weekend?
I don't know. We'll have to look that up maybe at the break.
Please do.
Figure out what that looks like.
Call Tom Skilling.
Yeah.
Prank call him.
Mm-hmm. It's the season for holiday parties. Have you been to any yet, Bill?
I have not. I have my first
one yet?
Saturday night.
Okay. Do you guys have a work holiday party?
We have one at the office, and then there's where it's just, you know, it's cool. Like, there's food, like a really nice layout, and they do, usually sometimes I bring in like a... They do like a casino, so it's like you play for prizes.
Oh wow!
So they give
Look
everyone chips,
And you get to walk around. Like,
they bring in a blackjack dealer? The guy from the teeth commercial?
Right. Those teeth are gorgeous.
They're gorgeous. Look at this holiday party. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Look at all these liquor salesmen. They're gorgeous.
He might be dealing cards there. Sure. Yeah, no, there's roulette, all that stuff. You know, blackjack, roulette, craps.
When I would engage with the players.
What is the commercial that he's in for the teeth?
It's for the it's clear choice.
Hashtag clear choice. We're back on teeth again.
Back on teeth.
Teeth, football, cars, hair.
Yeah.
These are all the things we talk about on this program every week almost. I want to find out what the blackjack dealer's name from the Clear Choice commercial is, though.
Oh, it's driving you nuts, huh?
It is.
It is holiday season time for parties.
I had mine.
I've had none.
We decided to have ours. We're going to do ours after the new year. We're like, let's just wait until everything kind of calms down.
Mm-hmm.
As everybody's got stuff going on with their families and stuff. You know, it's like,
I'm an independent contractor, so I have no company.
Right. Yeah. Poor you.
Yeah.
No, sad. Nice. I'm just an independent contractor. I don't get a holiday party.
I have my own holiday party.
Very well.
I rent an office. I walk around and drink.
Order some Domino's.
Yeah, drink hot chocolate with peppermint schnapps in it.
Xerox your butt a couple hundred times.
Yeah, cry, get in a fight with a phone.
Off a guy who doesn't have an office throws an office party for himself. Rents an office space.
Go through people's desks.
Right. Drinks a bottle of Jack Daniels by himself. That's pretty funny. Well, I had my office Christmas party last
Friday. Oh, I saw that, Mike. We got to talk about this. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
I had my office Christmas party last Friday.
And I
had a client meeting earlier in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. All right. Which was a luncheon, and it was at Rosebud.
Ooh.
All right, it was nice. And it was a cocktail party as well, you know. But I wasn't sold on the fact. I had told my boss, I was like, hey, I don't know if I'm going to make it up to the holiday party tonight. I got to make this client party. He was like, go to the client party. It's more important.
Yeah, of course.
And I was like, of course, you know. And
hustle, baby.
Right. And so I went to the client party and hung out for a while. And I've known these guys for a long time. You know, it's an old friend.
Van Halen's?
It is the Van Halen's. You got me. Yeah. And, you know, we spun the bottle for a while. Listened to a little Panama.
Uh-huh.
And talked about Santa. But that's essentially what did happen.
Yeah. All
right. We had a couple whiskeys at that, mm-hmm. right? And then Dad showed up at the party.
Right.
Right. And he's like, and he has a whiskey, and like, I could tell that he's been out. You know, he's like, I'm taking an Uber home. See ya. You know, and I was like, oh. I was like, maybe I will go to my work party, you know, half buzzed, you know,
dangerous.
Like, is this a good idea? Like, I'm not sure if this is a good idea, but maybe it's a good idea.
Mm.
Of course, I think to myself, well, you know what? I'm newer to the company. I want to go. I don't want to completely blow this off. I'm going to go say hello to everybody, you know.
Okay.
Plus, they've already been drinking for a couple hours anyway.
It's loose.
Okay. And they had, because our holiday party started at 4:00, and it was at a bar in Lincoln Park that we had like a wristband deal at. And,
nice.
Like,
okay.
You know, it was like all you can drink.
Get hammered.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like, it was like pizza. And uh-huh. there's a lot of young kids that work, and guys in my 20s that work at the company, you know.
Sure. Get hammered
and
heartburn.
And gals. yeah. You know, and it's a simple way to do things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we called it an off-site work collaboration.
Wow.
You know, uh-huh. That's what it's scheduled as. So I show up. And everybody's already, you know, I can't tell because I'm half loaded. I can't tell if everybody else is loaded or not, really.
Right.
Until I start talking to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm yakking with them, you know, and then all of a sudden we're all having a real jolly, merry, good time,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I go to the bathroom and everyone's gone. It was like everybody filed out of nowhere, you know.
Oh, no.
Where'd everybody go, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, am I the guy who's loaded that nobody wants to talk to that they just left, you know?
Oh, no.
I didn't care that much. You know, uh-huh. I was like, okay, I'll go home. But I all weekend I had that like hovering over me.
Oh no. That's,
you know,
an
like,
awful feeling.
So I'm like, oh no, I hope I didn't do something wrong or make a mistake. And like, I wasn't that loaded, you know, and you start like thinking it over and like, you know, you get paranoid about
it. Did I fart? What happened?
Right. And I'm like, you know what? I'm done drinking at any work functions from now on.
Probably a good idea.
You know? Mm-hmm. Not because anything, you know, happened really.
But it
you know?
Could have.
But you're thinking, why am I even jeopardizing and putting myself in the position of having to be you know, thinking about this all weekend, you know, like putting myself through that kind of torture. So I get to the work, I get to work on Monday, you know, and a couple of our district regional managers are right there in the office, right? And my way of thinking is like, they're here to fire me, you know, like
for the fight.
I'm like, I did something. Maybe they're here to fire me. Who knows? You know, like it's extreme paranoia. And I didn't even get that loaded. But it's just like, I let myself, I started convincing myself that maybe I did something stupid.
Right? Yeah.
So I'm sitting there, and of course, it's all in my head, you know?
Right.
And I'm talking to my buddy, and everybody at the party is like, "Woo, that was a great time," you know? And I'm like, "Were you loaded?" And everyone's like, "Yes." And I was like, "How'd you get home?" This guy's like, "I have no idea." You know? Yeah. I'm like, "Oh my goodness." I'm like, "Oh, so I guess all is well now, you know? I guess I wasn't in that boat, but it was kind of like a breath of fresh air, like after just hearing that everybody else, everyone's like, "No, don't worry about it. It was a great time," you know? And I'm like,
scary though, too.
Yeah. It's like, no more drinky at worky party.
No.
Yeah, they can get ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, because you don't even know. And it's like, did I say the wrong thing? You know, like,
I was once at a work.
But they're handing out Jello shots.
Yeah.
You know,
like, dude, you were way overthinking it.
I was once
way
at a work,
overthinking
a party at for work at Shuba's.
Yeah.
And I'm standing on the sidewalk talking to my boss, and he was wasted.
Yeah.
And he's swaying back and forth like a beautiful palm tree on a on a hot Savannah night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And just tips right over.
No.
Falls flat on his face on the sidewalk.
What?
And then couldn't get up like a turtle.
Oh,
he was like,
yeah. And then we got him up, and then like 2 weeks later he got fired.
See? That's what happens.
For something totally unrelated.
No, it was. Nothing is totally unrelated. The universe and the cosmos works that way.
Yeah. You
know? It's like, beware of what you, you know, kind of situations you start putting yourself in.
I don't call it tumbling dice for nothing. You
that's
know
right,
I mean?
Bill.
Yeah.
Thank you. Never heard that before. Well, I'm just going to say that at every work meeting from now on. Meeting adjourned. They don't call it tumbling dice for nothing. Huh?
Someone get Steel Walker on the line.
Right. You know, quiet, everybody. I have a conference call with Steel Walker. And Hawk Harrelson.
He likes to tumble dice, too.
He does like to tumble dice. Phil, you've never had a moment like that where you were, like, paranoid and, like, about going into work, and you're like, oh, man, I hope I didn't do something stupid, because...
I think we all have at some point, sure.
But it's not like I had a blackout. People were like, oh, you blacked out then if you can't remember. I didn't have a blackout, but I was having a lot of fun, and I was like, I hope that fun, that kind of fun was justified, you know, and not frowned upon.
Right.
Or I hope that somebody doesn't... It's an interesting... Like, you put yourself in a situation for someone else to make up a story about you or make a complaint about
you. That's the world we live in. Deep fakes.
And you can't... Yeah, we live in a deep fake.
Seriously, no, but you could.
And you can't defend it.
But you can't defend it because you're like... Did I? Was that out of bounds? I thought, you know.
Did I wipe a booger on that bartender?
Right.
Yeah.
Wait, I did. I wiped a booger on the bartender?
He what?
Honey, they fired me from work today. What? Why? Some girl in the office said that I wiped a booger on the bartender at the Christmas party. They did what?
I love it here.
They fired me because they said I put a booger on the bartender at a Christmas party.
That's the craziest thing I ever heard.
I know. But I'm thinking maybe it's true because I did put a booger on my cousin when I was 17.
Because Steel Walker did that to me once.
It's not the first time I ever wiped a booger on nobody. I just had a few whiskeys. I didn't think I was going to be wiping boogers on the bartender. But now I'm worried about it.
Now I'm worried about it.
That could happen.
Right.
Yeah, I love that your guy believable. Was so deep Southern.
Yeah, he was.
He was backwoods Arkansas.
No, like, you know, you're talking about that. I work in an environment where there's alcohol around all the time.
Right.
You know, so
I've blacked
like,
out at work.
No.
Come on.
I used to work for the county assessor's office. Half of my office would be drinking at lunch.
Really?
My boss. Yeah, I'd be high-fiving my boss.
That's real comforting.
That's great. You knew you weren't getting fired.
Yeah.
That's like that out of the movie The Falcon and the Snowman. Have you ever seen that movie?
It was nuts.
Where this they're working for the CIA and they're just like drinking margaritas all day in a weird room.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, within my industry, it's regulated. So it's like, you better be on your, like, know your limitations, you know? And most people are really, really good about it. Everybody has their stumbling points where their friend have their back and be like, we got to get out of here. You got, like,
you know,
yeah, you're done.
Let's get in an Uber and go.
Right.
You know,
that's
so
nice.
So everybody does kind of watch out for each other in that way.
Right.
And then
whiskey,
you know,
friends.
You mm-hmm. have to be. You have to be. Because, I mean, when you're sitting there and you're trying different whiskeys all day and everything, you never know what the other person's, what their
tolerance.
Yeah, their tolerances or yours is. So you consistently have to be kind of smarter about your surroundings, and you don't want your other colleague to, you know.
Just get blind drunk.
You don't want your colleague to be wiping boogers on bartenders.
No.
Boogers on anything.
No. Because that's also bad for the company, too. So you just want to make sure you got it both, you know, everyone's back there.
Right. Personally, as a bartender, if someone wiped a booger on me, that guy wouldn't make it out of the bar alive. Okay.
You'd kill him, Pat.
Right. I would.
You wouldn't just blow
man
a snot rocket at him like
bartender arrested for murder after booger wiped on him.
I wonder if anyone's ever shot at somebody because somebody wiped a booger on him.
100%.
Guaranteed it's happened.
And for a lot less than that, too.
Why'd you kill this man? He wiped a booger on me.
He attempted to wipe a booger
purposely.
On me.
Yeah.
What are you in for? Yeah. Attempted to wipe a booger on somebody. Got
attempted.
Caught.
Attempted booger wiping.
I'm a judge.
Yeah, this has been the booger joke. It's Sorry. Been a three-minute
yeah,
booger joke.
Yeah.
I've contributed.
Patty, your sweater kind of looks like a booger.
It does. It's got a maize gold kind of look to it, doesn't it? Yellow booger color.
I think a giant's
sure.
booger.
Hey, you know, over at Gap, they got V-neck booger colored sweaters. My wife told me I look cute in it.
They are going fast.
You were saying before you
Mike, you had something that you showed
Bill.
Oh,
gosh. You know, we were talking about holiday, and it's funny that Mike brought this up because I saw it this yesterday morning.
Tease.
That's our producer, Mike, for our listeners.
Christmas bonuses, right?
Yeah,
everybody looks sure. forward to them, and they want to get them. And sometimes, you know, it depends on how well the company did that fiscal year.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and
oh,
all
yeah.
that kind of stuff. And some companies do it. Some companies offer incentives, like, mm-hmm. you know, lifted incentives during the holidays that can, you know, make people quick money, right? There is a company in Maryland, a real estate company, that surprised its... all its employees
mm-hmm.
with a collectively $10 million bonus.
Oh.
But this went to only 198 employees, which means everybody's walking with about
$50,000.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's beautiful. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it just makes you like.
Is there an application around?
How yeah, do I right. you tank. Donut bill makes you tank.
I got
Oh, I did the math immediately. I saw it and I was like, 198. You know, 10 million
divided by
190.
After
like,
taxes,
God.
They're pulling in about 30 each.
So I won't say, there's a millionaire here in Chicago, and he's been very good to us in the past. And
Michael Jordan.
He's a bit eccentric. I've only heard folklore tales about him, but he is probably close to a billionaire. Mm-hmm. And I knew someone who worked for him for a few years. It was in mm-hmm. wealth management. And, apparently, one year he had like 10 or 12 like very like tight knit employees as part of his firm.
Mm-hmm.
That at a Christmas party one year he had a very very large year, and everybody got a check for $1 million.
Wow!
As a bonus, $1 million bonus.
$1 million.
And
bonus.
And the people that work there, some of them, like the secretary, only makes like $100,000 a year, and she got $1 million. Like, here you go. I had a great year. Got to write this off. Boom, done. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I would like to be, I think to myself, if I won the lotto, I would. That's the kind of stuff I would like to do to
people.
Just know,
hand out $1 million to people?
Well, not to everybody, you know, but.
Steel Walker getting a piece of that?
He might, if he didn't, but only, you know, he's got to stop wiping boogers on people.
Fair start.
But that's nuts, Bill. So what is the name? It's a real estate company?
I don't know the exact name of it.
It's called Good Times Real Estate.
It is.
St. John's Properties.
Okay.
Yeah. Is the name of it? Yeah.
Call her. Call her right now. Let's leave a message.
Kim St. John.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, that's the stuff that dreams are made of. Great Christmas gift, right?
Yeah. Money doesn't buy happiness, though. If you got a nice tree and some presents, you're good to go. And
that's
family,
right.
Family and warm soup.
A nice, yeah, warm McCann's oatmeal, you hope, right? Have some nice warm soup or some McCann's oatmeal. That's what you need for Christmas.
You guys both got your trees up yet?
No, not yet. I have to go this weekend and pick it out.
I got mine. It's artificial. It's been in my basement for 11 months.
Yeah.
So do we.
You got a fakey too, Bill?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, that's the way to go, man.
No, I go real. You got to get it real.
Where do you smell get yours from?
I can't say I don't miss the real tree. I just don't like the North hassle Dakota? Of like.
No, last year I got it at Pete's Fresh Market, and it was a good deal. I got. I think
hashtag
I paid like
Pete's Fresh Market.
Yeah.
Where's that?
Good. It's on Lake Street in Oak Park.
Did you strap it to your car yourself? Or did they do that for you?
No, the kid came out and helped me tie it. But
what was the kid's name?
I have no idea.
Mm.
we can call him. What do we want to call him?
Steel Walker.
Sure. Mr. Walker helped me put the tree on my car. But anyway, I went real and it was a great deal. I got it for like $50 and it was like the perfect size. You know, you always love it when you when the tree falls. You never know what you're getting sometimes.
Yeah, tree surprise. Right?
Yeah, and then it falls and it falls. And I was like, this is a gem. A beauty of a tree I got. You know?
Yeah.
And it lived for like the entire, it didn't die on me or dry out early. I was like, this is a real.
It became your part of you, your soulmate.
I wish I could have kept it all year, truthfully. I really do.
You should have hugged it, climbed it.
Mike, do we have Christmas every day? We can pull that up soon. That's it. My father-in-law, Cliff Johnson, does a song called Christmas Every Day. We like to play that every year from off-Broadway.
One of my favorite songs of all time.
There you go. Clay just whistled some of it for us.
I did whistle that in perfect harmony, by the way.
So here's what we'll do.
Yeah.
We'll go to a commercial break, and then we'll go into Christmas Every Day, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk about boogers and stuff like that more.
Icky.
Agreed? Oh,
sounds sure. good. Yeah, okay.
Hooli Shooli returns after these.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Carol Ann Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Caroline Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
There's only one Irish pub in the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spent a lot of time there, taping the Hibernian Radio Show at Lizzie McNeil's every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit, and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 10 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salads, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river, and tell them you were sent by your old pal, Hooli. Thanks.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero, or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000. 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. And tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Here's my father-in-law, Cliff Johnson, with Christmas Every Day.
Well, about the spirit of Christmas, to see what it does to people, all kinds of people. Now, why can't that spirit, that same warm Christmas spirit, last the whole year round?
There's a time for peace and joy, with a love our hearts employ. As we share in Christmas, here and far away, thoughts are with each other, each and every day. Caring is for Christmas, not just Christmas Day. Why not try to make it Christmas every day? We'll be taking our time, sharing rhythm with rhyme, spreading love and good cheer, because Christmas time. And love, as we've learned from those above. We can wish for a time, peace for all of mankind. Bring home Christmas to stay, make it Christmas Day.
You are saying to yourselves, he's asking for a miracle to happen. He's expecting people to change all of a sudden. Well, you're wrong. It's no miracle. It's no miracle because I see it happen once every year, and so do you.
We can wish for a time, peace for all of mankind. Bring home Christmas to stay.
Yeah. It's Cliff Johnson of Off-Broadway, Christmas Every Day.
That's beautiful.
It is. I really like that song.
I do too.
And that's why I played it for everybody. Caring is for Christmas.
Yeah.
How about it, huh?
Ooh, Patty.
I'm just going to start humming that on the L.
Christmas every day.
We should do a duet.
I'd only fear that someone might wipe a booger on me.
Caring is for Christmas. Christmas every day.
Eddie Vedder's somebody, got your
somebody
back.
Comes up and just wipes a big booger on me and goes, sit down.
It's Eddie Vedder.
Oh, don't ever try and upstage me.
Vedder, yeah.
Christmas is for Christmas. Hey, jingle bells. Yes.
Does Vedder do any Christmas tunes?
I'm sure
they
he
actually
does.
Do. I heard it on the radio. I almost threw up.
Really?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah, it's that time of year. You know, they're playing.
what? Yeah.
They're playing those Christmas songs everywhere. Do you like the Mariah Carey one? Is that the
Yeah, that's real popular.
Yeah.
It's a big one. Yeah. And I can't even start humming it out or any bars offhand.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah. All I Want for Christmas, I think.
Yeah. Big deal.
You hear that everywhere.
I like the classics, you know.
I watched
Rudolph, Frosty.
Yeah, those are good ones. Jingle Bells, you know.
Tupac.
Santa Claus. Coming to town. Springsteen does a good one.
Throw a little Tupac in there.
Tupac's Christmas album. Sure. Yeah.
Got my kid the Tupac Christmas album. It's very happy.
One of my kid's favorite songs right at the moment is a Rage Against the Machine song.
Really?
Yeah. Put that in your pipe and smoke.
Wow.
They're doing a reunion, Rage. Are they playing Wrigley?
No, so. Def Leppard,
Motley Crue,
Poison. It will be at Wrigley, and I'm thinking about.
Do you want to go to that too?
I kind of want to do that.
Let's go to that, and then we'll shoot right to Cooperstown
and see the Hawk.
Yeah, wow, it'll be a wild weekend.
That sounds like heaven.
We might not survive.
You kickstart my heart.
That's what Hawk should come out to.
Hawk should come out to kickstart my heart as is in
by Motley Crue.
By Motley
Crue. Hawk will come out playing.
Whoa, yeah, kickstart my heart.
He'll come out playing the suspended drum kit that Tommy Lee used to play. That. Spun around in midair.
That would be unreal.
Hawk Harrelson is.
Yes!
Can of corn. Yes.
Wow. Yes, Christmas time, Christmas music.
Thank you, Bill. Listen, Bill goes, yes, Christmas time, Christmas music. Where else is the show going? Let me steer. I want to steer now.
Billy said right before we came back onto the program that he is 100% getting a half dozen donuts on the way home tonight.
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
My Wednesday ritual.
11 o'clock at night.
I get 4 Long Johns and 2
Chicago dogs.
Chicago dog donuts.
I could.
That's a great business right there.
You can get that where I'm going.
Throw a couple hot dogs in those Long Johns.
Somebody's done it. Someone's gone up to the counter and been like, I got 2 dogs, 4 Long Johns.
What if you did a hybrid, a Chicago dog donut? It's a Long John cut in half with a hot dog in the middle of it, sport peppers, and, you know, it's just...
No, with the churros in the middle.
Oh, there we go.
Chocolate, onto something.
Nuts, whipped cream.
Holiday dog.
A holiday dog.
The all-new 7-Eleven holiday dog. Vanilla frosting, pork, mustard, chili,
M&M's.
M&M's. Wintergreen Kodiak.
Yeah, I get, I do the 4 Long Johns, 2 chocolate cake.
All right.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
If you're thirsty this weekend, make sure you stop by Barney Callahan's Irish Pub at 106 18 Southwestern. It's the perfect Southside Irish bar. Say hello to Mary and Bernard. Or if you're in the Midway neighborhood, go over to Twisted Shamrock Irish Pub.
Yeah.
And say hello to them. And you can say hello to Mike and Don and his wife, Mike Courtney and his wife, Don. Mm-hmm. And you can ask them all about the time they had that crazy book signing.
Yep.
Who did we say was signing books there once, Clay?
Kyle McLaughlin.
Kyle McLaughlin
from Showgirls.
Right, that's right.
Yeah.
Before his flight.
Which brings me to this.
Yeah, before his flight back
people are,
to
people listening are like,
Steven
what?
Steven Seagal's Island.
That's a, thank you. That's a callback to another wacky episode.
Listen to all of them if you can.
If you've enjoyed the past hour, you can find archived episodes. Episodes of the Hooli's Hooli. If you go to hibernianradio.org, or you can find us on iTunes and search for Hooli's Hooli Radio there. Once again, make sure you stop at the Hooligan Ball today. Tomorrow, it's Sunday.
Sunday, sir.
Sunday the 15th. It's at McGaffer's in Forest Park. We're going to have a lot of fun, a lot of entertainment. Come say hello to us. Give us a hug. Support us.
Starts at 3 o'clock.
It's going to be a great Christmas party. Really. Yeah. Just come by, and we'd love to see you.
McGaffer's is at 7737 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park.
Be there.
Be there.
Yeah. Come by.
Or else I'll wipe a booger on you.
Ew. No.
No, never. Until next week. Oh, I got to tell you. The show sponsored by McCann's Irish Oatmeal, Mike Haggerty, Buick GMC, and Caroline Gallagher, personal injury attorney at law.
Yes.
Right. Don't forget that.
See you at the Hooligan Wall.
This show is over.
Over.